Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
Let's take a look at the Australian share market now, which fell the S&P ASX 200 off by 0.23%. That's as the war intensified in the Middle East and as inflation in the US rose to 4.2%. Tech stocks tumbled while energy fell. And to go through the day's market action, including a look at tomorrow's SpaceX listing, I spoke with Henry Jennings from Marcus Today. Henry, so it would appear the market has turned along with investor sentiment because over the past 5 days, the ASX 200, for example, is down around 1.5%. In the US, the S&P 500 is off 3.3%, the tech-based NASDAQ down 2%, gold is down 6%, and the Aussie dollar is at a two-month low against the US. What's happened?
Well, I guess it's there's a couple of things that have happened. I guess SpaceX has happened, and the US markets have been weak on the back of that. We're yet to see it list, of course, but there does seem to be some rotation out of some names into cash so that they can afford to apply for the SpaceX. And here we've had a lot of pressure on resource stocks. It is a tricky time of year. It's always tax time, and there's tax loss selling in some resources, and gold has really fallen out of bed. And that's primarily on the fact that the US is no longer looking at maybe any rate cuts, but the rhetoric has now sort of flipped over towards rate hikes in the US. Their economy is still going pretty strong. So that's really affected gold. It's affected other commodities as well, put in tax loss selling. And we had a rotation here as well out of banks, out of the big resources like BHP and Rio and the gold sector into stocks which have been somewhat under pressure this year. Things like CSL, which has had a bit of a renaissance in the last week or so. So there is some rotation going on. It's not all bleak. And even today, you know, we were down 100 points at its worst. We're now up slightly 2 points. So, you know, there's clearly a lot of things happening at the moment, Ricardo.
Inflation in the US has hit a three-year high of 4.2%. Yeah. Donald Trump says he loves it, but it will fall like a rock as the war ends. So that's what he said. But isn't that the big question, when the war ends? When will that happen? Isn't that the question that investors are grappling with? Because as I mentioned earlier, all those indices and market indicators that fell, we've seen the oil price climb this week, though.
Yep, we have, but not as high as you would have thought, given the kinetic involvement now of the US. They call it kinetic when it's sort of missile strikes. So it's not gone as high as some would have thought. And what's happened is oil has kind of found its way around the Gulf of Hormuz through various other alternatives. So that has been some good news there. But inflation in the US, 4.2%, that is double the 2% that the Fed is targeting. And we've also got a Fed meeting next week, the first one for Kevin Warsh at the helm. So that is going to be interesting in itself. So there's a lot going on, as I say, Ricardo, what with SpaceX, a new Fed head and a meeting next week. But certainly, you know, Donald Trump saying, I love inflation. Well, I don't think his voters love inflation because his opinion polls are not looking too good. And interestingly, somebody clever has added this up. Donald Trump has announced that they are close to ending the war 38 times. That's quite extraordinary.
You mentioned SpaceX. We've got the IPO coming up at the weekend. Given the hype and the launch of a few ETFs in the sector as well, what do you make of the space economy and the space trade?
Well, it's obviously getting bigger, very much bigger. It's all a question of how much it costs to launch a kilogram of stuff into space, and that has fallen dramatically. I think it was sort of $54,000. Dollars a kilogram in the NASA days in the 70s, and now it's about $3,000 a kilo. So the lower the cost, the more they can stick up there, the more they can monetize space with moon bases, etc. But it's not without risks, as we saw with Jeff Bezos' latest rocket blew up on the launch pad. SpaceX is by far and away the cheapest and the most advanced in terms of rockets. And the space is only going to get bigger in some respects with the race, I guess, to put data centers on the moon. And there's a lot of blue sky and black space built into this SpaceX valuation. That's for sure. It is a bit like pin the tail on the donkey in terms of, you know, 1.77 billion is the valuation. It's hard to get there, but there's a lot of people that believe. And if you believe in Musk, then we should see it go okay. It will be certainly interesting to see how it goes. That is for sure. And will be a little bit of a barometer of the risk appetite out there.
And finally, in wrapping up, what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Well, we've been still quite long in terms of technology, and we have stuck to it, although it is a little bit nervous Nelly time. I think it's still a little bit nervous Nelly time. We could go into a bit of a stasis this summer in the Northern Hemisphere. You've got the World Cup. You've got midterms coming up. Oh, still no solution to the Gulf War. So we could sort of go sideways, but our market, you know, although it's felt weak, it has staged some pretty impressive comebacks. So there is some underlying strength out there, although it may not be in the stocks that people thought that have run pretty hard. So it's time to be cautious, but I don't think it's time for panic just yet.
That's Henry Jennings there from Marcus Today, and he wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Give it a like, a review and subscribe if you enjoy it. Don't forget you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. It drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.